Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Seven seconds, that song. Seems longer. I know it seems longer, but it's just barely more than a minute and a quarter. Welcome back. It's July 3rd, the day before Independence Day. This is our Independence Day celebration. And we do every year. This is my 18th year to celebrate Independence Day on our show. And we're doing it this half hour with our good friend Dr. Burton W. Folsom, one of the great historians of our time. Professor of History at Hillsdale College, author of all the books that you need to know about history, especially Empire Builders, especially The Myth of the Robber Barons, especially FDR Goes to War and The New Deal or Raw Deal. Those are all books by Bert. And he's been our resident historian since 1998. And our good friend, Bert, welcome back.
Well, Jim, good to be with you again.
It's good to have you back, Bert. Thank you for spending another 4th of July with us. You're with us all during the year on a number of different topics. You're a very prolific and versatile individual, but I really love having you here on a historic day like this.
It's a special day.
It is. It is, isn't it?
It is. Special time.
Do you think Americans feel that way? You think in general Americans feel that this is a special day?
I think that we do, although I think that there are fewer who do now. But on the whole, we still have a special pride. I think we could see this in the high ratings for the women's soccer, the excitement.
Yep.
We beat the Germans 2-0, and you still see some
nationalism. Here's a good question for you. Is there a difference between nationalism and patriotism?
That's a good question.
See, I mean, people of all walks of life in America are national, feel a national a sense of nationalism with the soccer team, but all of them might not feel proud of America. You know,
right.
as a patriot, what do you think?
Right. I think that could be a subtle distinction there, but that's a valid one. It is, and a lot of this is simply because we've had a lot of emphasis on the negative. America, United States, has done
too much lately, don't you think?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. You know, it's almost forgotten, you know, thinking of all the issues over in Europe, that the United States bailed Europe out after World War II, not just the Marshall Plan, which some people know about, not enough, I think, but in 1946 they were starving. We sent food over there to feed. And the winners and losers, the Germans as well. We sent the food that prevented the starvation of millions of lives. We did it after World War One also. And we did it at the threat of another unbalanced budget.
And by the way, simultaneous with that, Stalin starved millions of his own people. He allowed his own people to starve simultaneous with what Bert's talking about right now.
That's a good point. And can you imagine it, having a history where you starve people in order to take their
millions
food,
of your own people?
Yeah, to sell it to industrialize.
Yeah,
and of course you get it with the East Germans. All sorts of complications there with Stalin. Right. You have it exactly right. And these are aspects of history that I think have been forgotten. the United States has not lived up to the highest ideals that we have set, but we have come closer than any other nation in history.
Well, and one of the things I think America has been a good example of is the complexity of the human being and of humanity. In America, we have seen the best and the worst, haven't we?
Well, we have. Your last guest was talking about slavery.
Yeah.
We saw black and white working together to fulfill the goals of the Declaration of Independence.
That's the thing. We've seen the best and the worst, but we've also reconciled and redeemed. To me, the one thing that is greater than the worst of America is how we redeem, our sense of redemption in America. And so we're going to take a quick break. We're going to be right back with our good friend Bert Folsom. We're celebrating Independence Day in America. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with us.
Just my children and my wife. I thank my lucky stars.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.